For 3+ decades, my weekday lunch has not varied. A sandwich on burnt toast or a bagel, consisting of peanut butter, pickle, and tomato. I'm sure I'm not the only one who favors this combo, but virtually everyone gives me the total face wrinkle and some sort of vocalized rebuke when they hear about my blackened bread, peanut butter, pickle, and tomato sandwich. I'm okay with that. Or was. I recently had a full one-on-one Ayurvedic counseling session in Minneapolis, during which I learned, among many other things, that I should not be eating peanut butter, pickles, or tomatoes. They don't suit my dosha, my Ayurvedic type, and if I have to eat bread, it better be yeast-free. I kidded the counselor that this gave me license to switch to potato chips and martinis for lunch. I was joking, and she laughed, but neither of us was amused. I suppose I'd gone into immediate denial, anger, depression about my lunch, and she was probably feeling a little defensive about Ayurveda. We both recovered quickly, I'm happy to report, and we got right back to work. Ayurveda is a healing science so old it predates written history, and it accurately, uncannily predicted enough about me that I'm still marveling, assessing. Ayurveda predicted my single-mindedness, not to say tunnel vision. I concede I'm no stranger to the odd tunnel. It predicted my sharp, sometimes overheated, cerebral curiosity, with all of the pulse and blood pressure implications therein. It predicted my oily skin. It predicted my mad scientist white hair. Ayurveda understood the gene pool millennia before Charles Darwin boarded HMS Beagle and sailed into world history and fame. You can sidestep much in this life. You will never get out of the way of your genes. The Ayurvedic practitioners in India, where it started, had the gene pool nailed 5,000 years ago. I look like my forebears and family, sound like them, sweat like them, make plaque, cholesterol, and gray hair like them. And that's why here at KAXE, I've had to distance myself from one of the great weekly 91.7 traditions, staff meeting treats. Treats provided on a carefully calibrated cycle by us. Every Thursday morning on the conference room table, we behold a spread of stuff that would not look out of place at the finest B&B. Cake, quiche, pastries, pies, crisps, cookies, ice cream and more, and whipped cream deployed without restraint on everything. Everything. I'm not being critical, really, and when it's my treats turn every 10th week or so, I bring in something appropriately sweet and calorie-packed and vein-compromising, which I've often made myself at home, which I cannot eat. Between you and me, cooking strictly for others is no less appealing because it's forbidden to me. Analyze that. A last word here. Surrender. In terms of food, you might have a clear-cut black-and-white understanding of what's right and what's not right to eat. I do. Surrender. You're in the tunnel. Be the tunnel. Own the tunnel. It's yours. But as to your role in everyone else's choices, the last word, surrender.